Good afternoon. We are still on our way, Aaron and myself, to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And it's for business, but it's Sunday and it's, 5 p.m. and the traffic slowed down because one of the crazy people that was swerving around us actually finally reached their dead end, I think. It might not be that, but it seems pretty likely, doesn't it, Aaron?
Yeah, very well seems like that could be the case because we've been backed up here for about 5 miles and it doesn't look like it's stopping anytime soon.
No, but we're not traffic reporters. And the topic for right now is John Hilzenrath, the Federal Reserve covering journalist for the Wall Street Journal. John Hilzenrath published an article, and I think it was about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, basically a kind of a letter to the Americans asking them why they're not spending more money, why they're not helping the Federal Reserve have its great economy because they must be so fucking rich by now. And I got to tell you something. John Hilzenrath wrote a similar fucking letter about a year ago, okay? Maybe a year and a half ago. It was one of these fucking Wall Street Journal op-eds where he said, oh shit, why are Americans not happy about their fucking slavery? Aaron, why are you not happy about, why aren't you out there spending thousands of dollars so that John Hilzenrath can buy a brand new home somewhere like maybe at Martha's fucking Vineyard?
You know, I just think that he's living in a world that nobody else is living in. I think he's fucking retarded. I think that's the dumbest thing you could ever say. People aren't spending money because they don't fucking have money.
Yeah, it's not very complicated, is it?
No, not complicated at all. I think actually my 5-year-old son understands that if he's only got a quarter in his pocket, he's not going to go spend it on one piece of gum when if he waits till his next paycheck, he might have another quarter to go buy 2 pieces of gum. I don't know, dude. That's one of the most ridiculous questions I've ever heard in my life.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I get why people, I understand why there are people who are really confused about the state of the economy because we're fed a lot of bullshit. We're told that unemployment's 5%. It's not 5%. According to shadowstats.com, it's close to 25%. But they tell us it's 5% because back in the 90s, Alan Greenspan redefined unemployment. If you're unemployed for longer than a certain period of time, you cease to exist. I will repeat that. If you're unemployed for longer than a period of time, they do not count you. You're an unperson. They don't fucking care about you. You can slip under the cracks. You can go kill yourself. That's what John Hilzenrath thinks. He thinks that there's 5% unemployment, and the people that aren't counted are losers. Well, no, he thinks they're losers, Aaron.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, the real figure is probably closer to 20%. Maybe even 25%.
If you calculate unemployment the way they did before Alan Greenspan revised the methodology back in the 90s, it's 25%. Okay? And then you add into that the fact, ask yourself, how much of our economy is sort of kept going by government programs at this point? You name it. Whether it's fucking disability, food stamps, you fucking name it. It's mostly one giant government trough with some narrow slice of fucking what's left of the fucking working class, middle class, basically keeping what's left of it afloat.
Yeah, I agree. When you look at the whole economy and you think of all the government money that's tied up in all these programs, it's going out to these people and they're turning around spending that government money back to the government. I mean, it's just a fucking vicious cycle. That's all it is.
It's pretty ridiculous. And the thing is, I don't begrudge people on disability help. I mean, frankly, I don't blame people. I know Aaron and I were talking about this before, and here's the deal. From my perspective, and this is just my perspective, I kind of cut a lot of millennials a lot of fucking slack because as an ex-gen person, I know the kind of bullshit I was being fed back in the 90s, how, oh, it's a wonderful economy and everything's fucking growing. But when you looked under the surface and you saw the factories that started moving back in the 90s, that was a fucking lie. So, you know what? I don't want to belabor this point. To John Hilzenrath from the Wall Street Journal, I want to keep this really simple. I think you're a sociopathic scumbag, and I would like you just to go fuck yourself.
And fuck you.
And yeah, fuck you. And if you need to know how to fuck yourself, you can go to imsully.com and you can send me an email and I will send you a fucking diagram, you scumbag.